This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president vows to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. The Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions, but Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. At a news conference, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has reassured Middle East allies the American military is going to be there for the long haul despite its focus on Ukraine.
We will continue to work with our allies and partners to ensure that as we move forward, we're better integrating their capabilities so that, you know, we can have better domain awareness in the air domain and a maritime domain.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says
that FBI is offering a $50,000.
He will appoint a special investigator to decide whether there should be a public inquiry into reports of Chinese interference in Canada's elections. He is also having Parliament's National Security Committee examine classified information on the matter.
We have long known, and an independent report confirmed it again last week, that the Chinese government and other regimes like Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere not just in our democracy, but in our country in general.
The Globe and Mail reported last month that China worked to defeat conservative politicians considered unfriendly to Beijing in the 2021 election. This is VOA News. The influential sister of North Korea's leader warned Tuesday that her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the United States and South Korea a day after the U.S. flew a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber in a demonstration of strengthening against the North. Monday's U.S.-South Korean training involving the B-52 was the latest in a series of the drills between the allies in recent months. The militaries are also preparing to revive their largest field exercises later in the month. Kim Yo-jong did not elaborate on any planned actions in her statement, but North Korea has often test-launched missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military drills because it views them as an invasion rehearsal. U.S. President Joe Biden has decided to set aside the usual big White House budget unveiling to showcase his new fiscal year plans this week in the state of Pennsylvania. Not coincidentally, that must-win state in the 2024 election. At a news conference, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, says there's a reason President Biden will make his budget speech away from Washington.
Thinks it's important to do that and make sure that that he does it, talks directly to the people, to American people out there, and that's what you're going to see him do. And so he'll just happen to be doing it in Pennsylvania.
His trip to Philadelphia Thursday is a sign that the president's budget proposal will be a form of political messaging and not just an outline of the government's finances. House Republicans have issued subpoenas to some former school board officials, and AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us why.
House Republicans have issued another series of subpoenas as part of an ongoing investigation into what they contend is the mistreatment of parents who protest what GOP leaders refer to as woke school board policies. Representative Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, demanded documents and testimony from three individuals, including the former heads of the National School Boards Association, for what he says was requesting federal law enforcement assistance to target parents voicing concerns at local school board meetings. The NSBA has repeatedly stated that requests for security were due to violence and threats, not protests from parents. The Justice Department has also denied targeting parents. Norman Hall, Washington.
Federal prosecutors say two men have been convicted of helping Somali pirates who kidnapped a U.S. journalist for ransom and held him for 2.5 years. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Muhammad Talil Muhammad and Abdi Yusuf Hassan were convicted by a federal court in New York. I'm Tommy.